views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prescience Life Radio with Mia Simone. Mia is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Now here is your host, Mia Simone.
Such a beautiful day here in West Hollywood, and we're going to be taking callers today. The station number is 800-930-2819, and later on, after this quarter, we're going to be answering specific questions. And I'm so grateful, again, to have Amy Morgan. She's an intuitive astrologer who incorporates Western and Eastern charts. And she provides detailed readings for her clients about life path, career, relationships, health, practically anything. She only works over the phone, and you can contact her by calling 310-227-6184 or go to her website, Astrology by Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. And just so you know, when you call in later on, we will be addressing very specific questions. So have a question that you would like answered. And we're also going to be asking for your birth date, time, and location. And it's really, really helpful to have the time so that we can get more specific. And we're going to tag team this today. So it should be interesting. And I hope you hang in here with us. Prior to taking questions, I wanted to talk a little bit about first my particular reading style, and I wanted to talk about something else that unfortunately is not a very nice topic. It's cyberbullying. And I think each of us have been victims of cyberbullying, and you know, with the internet age, it brings many wonderful gifts and we can access, and in some ways I think it does help facilitate community, and in other ways, I find it disturbing in the way that if any of you have ever heard or been familiar with the 100th monkey theory, where, you know, monkeys on one island would start peeling bananas and monkeys on another island would pick that up, or a particular way of doing things. And that also is present within humans, and scientists are now referring to that as empathy neurons. And we have to have empathy neurons so that we can care for others and understand that they have feelings, and so that, you know, we can create peace in the world and harmony. And one of the things I've noticed that cyberbullying, it's very easy when you go online and you're anonymous to forget that there is a real person at the other end of that. And those empathy neurons kind of go out the door because they get muted basically through the energy of the internet. And I just wanted to encourage everyone to think before you post, because there are very real people at the end of those posts. And cyberbullying is a very real, particularly for children. And, you know, people have committed suicide over this, and it's really something to think about. And I just wanted to talk about my own experience with what I felt to be cyberbullying. And it's interesting because I had a phone reading with someone, and it was on November 10th of 2013. And recently I had a one-star Yelp review, and it was a very unusual situation where she actually used her first name and her real last initial, Messina V. And it's interesting because she referred to me as a scammer. And it's so interesting. We had a phone reading. I have never met this woman in person. And typically when I do a phone reading or any reading, I always take my client first. It's something I decided I wanted to have transparent business practices. As many of you know, I worked at JP Morgan for many years and, you know, other companies. And I just wanted to have a very clear, basic, transparent model, you know, sending out confirmations and with the final amount that the individual would pay. And I do my best to do that. And also I check in with people, and within the 10 minutes that the reading is first occurring, I check in and make sure that the client is receiving the information. And for whatever reason, they don't like the reading, I always make it clear that I will stop the reading and not charge them or refund them for that. And I also check in during the reading, and I do my best. And I just found it interesting that a year and a half later, I'm being attacked online. I had called this woman and left a message and said, you know, I understand if you don't want to talk to me, please talk to my assistant. I would like to refund your money. And I had also posted about that. And to make a very long involved story short, I got a cashier's check. I sent her a book and a letter, and I did let her know that while she took away my right to reconcile it, you know, before it went online, that no matter what she said or did about me, I still continue to wish her well, because I understand and know, and that I can never build my happiness off the sufferings of others. It does not work. It is a broken theory. And oftentimes when we're angry and we reach out to try to solve our own anger, it turns into hurting someone else. And that doesn't work for us to heal either. And anyway, she had responded to my email with her address and said, you know, I'd appreciate a refund. And so I sent it to her, and about a week and a half later, I didn't hear anything from her and wanted to make sure that she had received it, and sent her an email, and she said it was received. And, you know, she had volunteered to do a Yelp update, which she never did. And it's really interesting, and just for all of us, that, you know, we have to understand that there are very real people at the other end of our anger. And it's a lesson I'm learning as well. And with empathy neurons, and when we try to have empathy for others, it helps us to live in a much more well-adjusted, happy world. And we don't want to live in a world of violence. And sometimes speaking can be very violent and hurt people, and cyberbullying is just not good. I wanted to ask Amy if she had anything to say about that. And as I mentioned, in our next quarter, we're going to go to doing readings. And I just wanted to put this out there because it's something I'm becoming very passionate about after this incident.
Well, I think it's really about when somebody is looking to an intuitive astrologer or a psychic, the whole point of, I think, opening with this line of communication was for when the callers call in, if you can really focus mentally on the question and the issue that you want to discuss, and then it's almost as if you're visualizing the picture that you want to have answered, and then we are able to tap in and actually access that picture. I know when I had my first reading with you, I was very clear on a few issues that I wanted to talk about, and I was willing to, you know, I didn't divulge any information other than ask, you know, what is the specific question that I'm looking for an answer to? And you were able to really tap into the exact details of my emotional ties to the situation, the physical ties to the situation, and a way to give me confirmation about things that I was already having intuition on, that you basically confirmed and expanded upon with your own guidance. So when callers call in, really try to be specific about what you want to receive, and that will allow us to tap into the information that you're looking for without having any vague issues around the subject.
Yeah, it is really helpful to be really open and kind of know what you want. And it's interesting because I consider myself an avant-garde intuitive, and the reason I chose that is it's a French word, and it means the advanced group in any field, and it also means future guard. And I look at the energy of what is going on in your life, and you know, I incorporate a lot of different theories and intellect, and as well as heart, emotional, and you know, and intuitive. And I like to make my readings very, very practical. And I don't focus on loved ones that have passed on, or you know, past lives or spirit guides. I try to primarily just focus on, you know, what is happening in our life and how can we live in our potential today, no matter what we're doing or where we're at. If we're working at a grocery store, or you know, you're the CEO of a bank, how can you live in your potential today and be happy and share that with others? And it's not for everyone. I understand that. It's just what has worked for me, and I've had a lot of readings myself and found out what didn't work and what worked for me, and this is my particular style, and it's something that I think works for many people, but not all. And the other thing is that I believe we are all psychic, and everyone I work with, I encourage them to live in their intuition. It will change your life. It will change the way you live. And intuition is not just about predicting future events or, you know, survival. It's about growth. It is about learning how to live in your potential and healing and understanding the environment, you know, the physical environment as well as the people around you, and having a great understanding of that, and you know, understanding how those people affect us. And that's really what it's about. So I encourage everyone, there's no cookie cutter way. The most quickest way is doing meditation. I encourage people to meditate for a few minutes every day, because most of us will never sit through a 15-minute meditation. Amy, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I think that tuning in to your inner voice and silencing the chatter of the mind is exactly the way to get into your intuition.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because I also discovered that it when you're working with your intuition, you really have to be in a space of neutrality the best that you can, because we tend to always put an emotional value on everything in our life, which is, you know, completely understandable. And, you know, when we do that, I've just been notified I have to take a break. This is Mia Simone with Prescience Life Radio, and my website is prescientslife.com, and you can contact me at 310-409-0333. We're going to break. Thank you so much.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques, so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Hi, this is Mia, and you're listening to Prescience Life Radio. I'm here with Amy Morgan, intuitive astrologer, and as many of you know, I'm psychic Mia Simone, and we're going to be taking callers, and it looks like our first caller is Donna from St. Louis, and we're going to be answering very specific questions. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for dialing in. What can we do for you today?
I just kind of wanted a Am I on My Path reading.
Okay. I'm going to hand you over to Amy's going to take this first and go for it, Amy.
Okay. Well, you probably just had a pretty interesting new moon because the new moon was in Gemini at 29 degrees and the south node of your life was also a Gemini in 29 degrees, and it's in the house of health and day-to-day work. So basically, you're in the time of your life where you're trying to figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And whatever you're doing with regard to work in the health field or regard to dealing with your own health issues, that's kind of for the next 30 days, you're going to be kind of cleaning that up. But the whole direction of your life should be to be moving towards a more philosophical and spiritual life path. So basically moving away from doing a lot of labor and getting more into doing philosophy, getting more into spirituality, getting more into art, working to alleviate the amount of hard physical labor that you've been doing and transitioning your life in a direction where you're able to serve as more of a teacher, more of a guide, more of somebody who's working in a less demanding field. So anything that will take you out of a 9-to-5 job, anything that will put you in the direction of being behind the scenes, working either in film or photography or spirituality or philosophy, being a teacher in that area is kind of the whole direction of your life. Does that relate to your question?
It does. I'd say I'm on purpose.
Well, good. Do you have anything to add to that, Mia?
Well, yeah, it's interesting, Donna, because one of the things I noticed that I think that you're a very good person. It feels like you have a lot of integrity in your life, and I feel like there are some first chakra issues going on here, in the sense of, you know, when we think of survival, we tend to think of money, and it doesn't always relate to that. I feel like you're trying to find your tribe and really feel like there's a community and connection there, and that you're being supported in what you're doing. And it looks like, you know, this may have been something that you've wondered about or, you know, struggled with in the past. And also just developing that, trusting yourself and that you know kind of how to navigate your life. I feel like there's, you know, there's doubt there if something occurs, that, not to say that you're weak in any way or anything, but it looks like it kind of distracts you a little bit from your path. And I do feel like this year that you're coming out of a cycle that has been going on for quite some time, where you will begin to feel a sense of community and, you know, a sense of empowerment, and feel really good about yourself, because it looks like that may be something you've also been struggling with, just feeling good about your emotional state and confident about your decisions in life. Does that answer your question?
It does. It does. And I think you're both right on. I do.
Thank you. And good luck to you. It yeah, definitely. It just feels like there's going to be a lot of certainty coming up in your life. So, you know, and I feel like you've planted seeds here long ago that are now going to come to fruition and manifest in a very helpful way, where there's a lot of balance in your life and not many extremes, and, you know, where you have this balance, but yet a lot of fluidity going into your future and certainty. So thank you so much for calling in, and good luck to you.
Thank you both. Thank you both. Great show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next up, we're going to be talking to Julia from Austin, Texas. Good morning, Julia. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you, ladies?
Very well, thank you.
Good, thank you.
Good.
What can we do for you today, Julia?
Well, I was wondering about the elementals and if there's anyone in particular that I could be working with to help my own personal healing, and then also help with healing others.
I would definitely suggest that you work with air energy. Your south node is in fire energy, fire with water. You have your south node in the sign of Aries, and you've been working alone a long time. So this whole journey for you in your life is understanding partnership and really learning how to soften yourself a little bit, because if you're trying to connect more to your elementals and work with the different energies of earth, air, water, fire, and ether, for you, we want to get you a little bit more into the air, so that you're understanding the whole concept of Libra energy is about being able to be a mediator and a communicator, and to not, you have a lot of power. So the key for you to really connecting spiritually is to go with a feminine approach.
Are you considering or doing some type of intuitive coaching or counseling, or considering going out on your own as a business endeavor?
I already am in private practice. So yes. I'm a spiritual, intuitive, and transpersonal practitioner.
Okay. Yeah, it's so interesting, because it seems to me that there's, you know, again, there's a cycle of growth here for you, and I think just an expansion of how you help people and how you interact with them. And it definitely looks like you're healing a lot of, you know, most likely there was a lot of difficulty there during your childhood or old wounds from the past that you're, you know, also healing yourself. And I do feel like this is a great industry for you to be in. I feel like you are definitely one of integrity and honesty, and that you truly have a gift of helping people. And I see your heart that, you know, that's really what it is all about, helping people. And one of the things I noticed about your aura is it looks like you're really working with developing boundaries, both energetically and personally, and, you know, having that understanding that you don't have to take responsibility for everyone in order to help them, and how you can remain neutral to someone while helping them, you know, and it's far more effective when you maintain a stance of neutrality, which I feel like I'm not certain if this is something that you're actively thinking about, or it's just kind of taking its natural course, you know, unconsciously. But I do believe that, you know, you're living in your potential, definitely. And I think that there's going to be a lot more there for you, and in the way that you're growing also. It looks like you grow from your readings as well, and you kind of take each one, or, you know, your coaching sessions, each one is a lesson for yourself also, and that you're using that to heal yourself.
You may also be fantastic as a relationship counselor. You're very good at bringing spouses back together and sorting through the details of their communication and enabling them to find common ground, because you're able to tap into everybody's intellect pretty easily, and it's as if you're able to dive into their intellect, sort through their dysfunction, realign their mental process, and create a language that you know, whether it's a spouse or a life partner, you can really do a lot through couples.
It's funny, I started my master's program with the goal of becoming a marriage and family therapist. So you hit that part right there. I don't have any couples currently, yet over the course of the last couple years, I feel like my private practice has been leaning more towards the intuitive energy work, you know, Reiki, clearing auras, shamanic journeying, things of that nature. So
to the relationship, yeah. Have a very exclusive practice.
Yeah. Okay. And that's kind of what I have been doing with my current clients, trying to integrate the two if they're ready, of course, depending on safety and rapport and all that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Julia, but I feel like there's a very kind of specific method that either you're evolving right now or it will come to you later on. And I think that it would be really interesting for you to kind of take your philosophies on a world platform and perhaps put it out in a book or by lecturing. I feel like you have a lot of really valuable information to add to this industry, as well as a lot of common sense. And just real life skills that are really helping people and reaching out to people. And so I think this is the perfect industry. And, you know, I think you're going to really make an impact on the world, and that your heart is in the right place.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I actually have felt that. And I think I'm trying to figure out what that is, because I feel it. I know that there's something very unique and very special about what I'm doing, and I just haven't, I don't have the complete clarity of it yet. So,
you know, when we look at energy, and time doesn't really exist, and oftentimes very intuitive people like yourself, we will have what's referred to as prognostication, or, you know, literal snippets of the future. And, you know, it's what leads you forward in one way, and searching for that and finding what your full potential is. And, you know, I believe truly that that's why oftentimes we have, you know, premonitions in that way, so that, you know, it's just out of sync with the timing that you're in right now, but it also is serving to lead you forward. And I also believe that there's a process you're undergoing, because to be healers, we kind of have to always be plugged in and always on a path of growth ourselves. Otherwise, it makes it very difficult to, you know, help others if we're not in that constant path of growth and, you know, kind of looking at ourselves and how we can improve our own lives and heal. And it seems like you've, you know, done quite a lot of suffering in your life. And I really feel that, you know, this is for you to be able to understand and have a great deal of empathy for anyone you come across. And my guess is the more people you work with, kind of the less judgmental and the more kind and compassionate you will become in your own personal life. So, yeah, really, really great job.
That's already, yeah, that definitely has already begun. That's for sure.
Yeah. I'm just really happy to know that there are people like you in the industry. And, you know, I myself really try to bring credibility to what we're doing. And I believe this is my life and, you know, my work and my passion and my path and yeah. just, you know, bringing it more into the mainstream so that people understand there's nothing mystical or magical about psychic. It's all energy. And, you know, it's just like a satellite or a radio station receiving a signal. And so, yeah.
Being able to tune into it.
Exactly. Yes. Tapping into it. And the energy, you know, that's carried along contains pictures that have information. And we're going to have to go to commercial break here in a moment. Thank you so much for calling in and good luck to you. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amy's website is astrologybyamy.com. Her number is 310-227-6184. And I'm Mia Simone. My company is Prescience Life. The website is prescience.com. Prescience is a word pre-science. It means knowing future events before they take place. And it's not because I'm a fortune teller. It's because we understand what we're creating and how we're creating it. And you can reach my assistant, Kim, at 310-409-0333. And we're going to go to commercial break. Thank you so much.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
From the places where I
Good morning. This is Psychic Mia Simone. I'm here with Amy Morgan, and we're doing readings today. And thank you so much for tuning in. The station number is 800-930-2819, and we're going to be doing some more readings here. And also, at the beginning of the show, I had talked a little bit about cyberbullying, and I'm going to be posting more about that on my blog and also Facebook, and kind of interested in helping to reduce this phenomena for people that it's hurting, and to encourage just more responsible internet practices and more balanced viewpoints. Okay, next we're going to be taking Melissa from New York. Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're doing really well. It's been an awesome morning here in West Hollywood. It's a beautiful day. What was your specific question today?
My specific question is I'm unemployed, and I wanted to know, do you see an opportunity coming my way?
Absolutely. You have your rising sign is a Cancer, and that means there's a little bit of Cancer in your first house, but then there's a lot of Leo as well. And Jupiter just moved into the sign of Leo, and you happen to have your Sun and Venus in Leo. So I would say at least within the next 2 weeks, you should definitely have some job opportunities coming up for you.
Melissa, it looks to me like there's been historically in your various jobs that you've had that there may have been some type of unhappiness or some type of difficulties with supervisors or other individuals. And I really feel like you've been through, it seems like, a tremendous amount of pain and heartache in your life. And I feel like there's a lot of pain there that you're struggling with. And it's interesting because I feel like you oftentimes maybe criticize or turn that on yourself. And, you know, when we criticize ourselves, it's very powerful because we're the most powerful energy in our own space. And I wanted to encourage you to believe in yourself and don't let people throw you into doubt. The way people treat you is a reflection of them and not you. And, you know, I do feel like there's going to be a new opportunity. And I feel like, you know, you've been in a servant mode, or not necessarily being a waitress, but just where you do a lot, you know, for people you know or at work, and it seems like there's an awful lot of invalidation or people just not even recognizing what you bring to the table, what you contribute. And I really feel like this is a cycle that will be ending, hopefully in this job, that this will come to an end and people will be able to see that you are not a competitor, you're a collaborator, you're a creator, and that you have so much to bring to the table. And I feel like it's going to offer you a lot of healing and have you, you know, feel like there's a place for you to belong and some place that you can embrace with people that appreciate you.
Do you work in...
I'm sorry?
No, I said that is so true about everything you're saying.
Yeah, it just really, I just know that you have such a good heart. I can't even tell you. And it just, you know, I wanted to recommend you having very specific boundaries and really living in your potential and knowing that you bring so much to the table. I feel almost like, you know, you're kind of the person that holds everything up and you never seem to be fully rewarded for it. And that has to change. And you have to claim that as your own. And I'm going to let Amy step in here for a second.
Well, no, I was just, if you work at all in the beauty industry or work in teaching in the beauty industry, you'll do very well in that industry, whether it's makeup or hair or having something to do with media, print, photography, that's a really good avenue for you to start looking in if you're not already working in that avenue.
Oh, wow. Because I was thinking about going back. I was thinking about going to see if I can get a job being in the cafeteria lady and go to school at night. I just wanted to see what I can do that I can,
With being a hairstylist or being a cosmetic person working, doing a makeup artist for film, you'll do really well around teaching other people about beauty.
Yeah, it's interesting with you, Melissa. I feel like there's a untapped potential in here in the way that you understand empathy for people. And I feel like any kind of relationship building where, you know, like she said, beauty, selling makeup, or, you know, where you, because I feel like it is going to be important for you to make a certain amount of money. And I feel like that has to be a direct reflection on you and not, you know, a arbitrary situation where a boss is giving you a script that you have to work off of. And, you know, it just feels like you really know how to develop rapport with people and how to have empathy for them. And I think that you can use that as a selling point. People, you know, buy the feeling first and not the product. And so I totally agree with Amy, beauty, makeup, anything like that, where you're working with and developing rapport with people is awesome.
I think the cafeteria isn't sexy enough for you. Really.
I don't know. Adam Sandler had a song called The Lunch Lady, and that was pretty sexy. So, I mean, you could work that angle somewhere.
Yeah.
See what I mean? That was pretty funny.
Yeah, you have to come out of, I feel like you're in a little bit of a shell or something. And, you know, don't ever, ever criticize yourself, Melissa, ever. I mean, I think that, you know, probably my guess is if you told your story, no one would believe you because you've been through so much and no one could even guess the amount of suffering you've been through given kind of how you are with people and just how you are in the world. And, you know, it's time to bring yourself out and, you know, show yourself to people and to be validated now.
Empowering words, ladies.
Yes, empowerment, definitely. And no more criticizing yourself ever. You know, when good people wonder why bad things happen, I always think it has a lot to do with the relationship we have with ourselves. And if we have a really great relationship, and one of my favorite people to follow, believe it or not, is Snoop Dogg. I love it. He just has so much self-esteem. He gets what he wants. Okay, so we're going to go to break right now, and we'll be back. We're going to be accepting a call from another Melissa from Kirkland, Washington. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Mia Simone with Amy, the intuitive astrologer, and we'll be right back.
This is a song. This is a new song. It's through the eyes of one of the greatest people alive, I feel. The Lunch Lady. Woke up in the morning, put on my new plastic glove. Served some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, we are Amy and Mia Simone, and we're going to be taking Melissa from Kirkland, Washington. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you. What can we help you with today? What's your question?
Well, I'm writing a book, but it's been taking quite some time, off and on. And I have a muse that kind of gets me going, and then I begin to write, and then I'll stop, and then I'll start again. And I was just wondering, when do you see that kind of coming to really get together with the book? And am I going to be able to kiss my muse?
Are you going to be? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part. Are you going to be able to?
Oh, kiss my muse.
Oh, kiss your muse. Well, you know, it's interesting because I feel like, and it's interesting, not to say that you're not committed to the book, but I think getting behind it and like fully feeling like a full commitment and that there is no other way other than it to be published and, you know, you moving on, whether or not you kiss your muse, I think that this book definitely can be published. And it's interesting because I feel like there's in some way you may be holding yourself back because it feels like there's a lot of really deeply personal things in here. And it's about putting yourself out into the world and kind of whether or not you used a Noom diplôme or whatever you're doing, it's just a really big deal to put that material out and put yourself on a world platform. And I think once you kind of reconcile your feelings with that, it's going to definitely be published and out there. So I would start working on the inner part first, and just knowing that whatever happens, however this book is received, that you're going to be okay with it, and you know who you are, and if it doesn't work or it does work, you're going to write another book and be on your second book. But make a firm commitment to it, and don't leave it as a question. Know that you can do this. Amy, did you have any input?
Yeah, on August 1st, Saturn is going to go direct. And right now, Saturn is transiting over your south node, which is in Scorpio. So if your book has a lot to do with sexuality or education about sexuality or teaching people to, or if it's a fictional-based sexual novel, you should start to see a lot more fluidity in August. And then definitely by the end of the year, it should be going into a more solid state.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And good luck to you.
Thank you.
I really think that this is your calling, by the way. I think that there's going to be, you know, in the short term, I feel like it's maybe like a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but in the long run, you're going to be totally fine. And we're going to go to our next caller. Thank you for calling in. We're going to take Gina, and Gina's calling from Cape Coral, Florida. Hi, Gina. How are you?
Hi. Hello. I was so excited. I actually got through.
Yay. What can we do for you today?
Well, it actually, my husband and I have been overcoming a lot of hurdles through our life together, a lot of health issues and concerns with our children's health, and it's just been years and years, and they're getting older, hopefully better, but we are struggling to clear our debt, which we've been doing, and we're getting ready. We're supposed to be going to settle on a home the end of July, July 28th, and this move is supposed to be our final move. We're looking to put our forever roots here in this home, and we just have a lot of high hopes for our life being calmer and smoother and just happier in general. And so we're trying to figure out, I'm worried, like, I keep telling him that everything's great, and you know, and then he tells me that he's worried now that they keep coming out of the woodwork saying they need another confirmation that this old bill was paid, blah blah blah. So he's worried about getting the settlement. But my main question was, will this be a good move for us, you know, going towards our older age?
You know, it's interesting because one of the reasons I say that is I do feel like there's been a lot of emotional healing around, you know, whatever has occurred here that initially brought you to this situation. And you know, when you go into this home, remember to really own and ground the space of your home and make it, you know, very clear that you and your family are the only ones allowed to have your energy in that home. And you can start to own and ground your own version of the home, you know, before you move into it. I do feel like it's going to happen. And, you know, I do feel like definitely this is probably one of the best things that you could be doing. And, you know, when our chakras get out of balance, it creates health issues. I highly recommend a book by Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz called The Intuitive Advisor. And she talks about how to solve your most perplexing health issues. And I suffer from RSD. It's a chronic painful condition. It's helped me tremendously. Also, Amy Morgan here with me has been amazing. Amy, what would you have to say?
Well, right now you have, you're going through about 6 more months of the healing process, but by March of next year, you're going to be on a whole new cycle. So you can just trust that everything that you're saying to your husband is accurate. So just know that you're right on track.
Yes. You're definitely right on track. And premonitions tend to come in the form of worry because typically they're about survival and, you know, try not to worry about anything. The future is always partially obscured and, you know, just live it day to day and try not to worry too much. And
you've been listening to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone.
Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Listen live to Prescience Radio with host Mia Simone and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.